Molly and Craig on Power FM.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
Come on in, sit down.
It's warm in here. Oh, that felt weird.
Yes! No, it's not, because I'm the dad of the show and the air conditioning is not going on. Not at all.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks for tuning in. We've got some good stuff that went down this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Some very interesting stuff. My four-year-old Isla has decided that she's going to be an amazing painter.
It's becoming apparent that all we do is talk about our family because my mum is trying to steal our job.
Oh,
reckon she's a comedian.
Oh, I can't wait for her show at the Fringe. It's going to be so funny. The joke she was throwing out at you. Sit down, grab your favourite beverage, go for a run, do whatever you need to do.
People don't run and listen to this podcast.
What do they do while they're listening to us?
I think people drive
or
walk. I just don't think we're a running podcast.
Okay, well, enjoy the scenery and enjoy the sounds of Molly and Craig, the podcast.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
The airport seems to be a place of chaos these days.
Oh, I'm so worried about this because, look, first, we've had the reports. Mm-hmm. I'm going in a couple of weekends, but you've been this weekend.
Yeah, so I'm doing long distance at the moment. My boyfriend lives in Melbourne, and so I just seem to be flying back and forth, which has its ups and its downs.
You're a FIFO at the moment.
I know.
How about that?
On Friday, I was pretty stressed. I was here, obviously, at work with you, and I started to think, okay, I've got a lot to do to get to the airport on time. And I was really worried because early in the week there'd been reports of people spending, 2 to 3 hours trying to get onto a domestic flight.
Right.
So I got there so early that I spent over 2 hours sitting by the gate.
Oh, so you got there expecting to be delayed and have to go through all these processes, but when you got there it was just like straight through.
I reckon there was 5 people there at the security check-in.
Well, how are we meant to know? You just meant to roll the dice and hope for the best.
Exactly. And so I had such a smooth ride over there that I thought the same would happen on the way back. Not the case. So my flight was delayed and then delayed and, that's frustrating as it is, especially when you're starting to think, okay, well, how many hours of sleep will I get?
Yeah.
And then I checked in quite late, so I got a bit of a crap seat aisle right in the middle. And I was sitting next to a dad and daughter. The daughter was next to me. I would say she's like 10 maybe.
All right.
There's another kid to my right that's probably... Oh, it was walking, but only just. So what's that, like 2, 3? It was coughing, like that gross kid. Disgusting. Masks, you don't have to wear them anywhere anymore.
No.
So what did I do? I got my handbag out and put mine on straight away. I was like, I'm not getting that disgusting
Where's
cough.
My sani? Where's my sani?
I thought it was going to be one cough, but then it was like the whole hour-long flight. Once we're up in the air, the 10-year-old next to me gets out the iPad. Seriously, it's nearly as big as my TV, that thing. And she starts playing a movie on loud.
Oh, no headphones.
It was Clifford the Red Dog. Oh. Seriously. Just when I thought it couldn't get worse, Craig, 2 seats back, a baby starts crying.
Oh, God, it's all kids.
It wasn't a whimper. It was like, ah! Like that's what it felt like the baby was doing. So I had one option and one option only to make myself feel better, Craig. Yeah. When they came through with the little card of goodies, I said, yes, I would like a $5 Kit Kat. It's the only thing that's going to make me feel better.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
I think in every Facebook Marketplace interaction, there's always something or someone weird.
Oh, the weirdest people ever are on that.
It's where they, they all congregate, essentially. I just didn't expect it to be me yesterday.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
No, you're not, but I was, because I got one of these yesterday morning from my wife saying, hey, there's this sandpit on Facebook Marketplace. We're looking for one for maybe summer. And I know exactly what that means. She's going to do all the work on the app, and then I'm going to have to go pick it up. Like, that's my job.
Hers is almost worse.
You reckon? I'd rather do the interactions, over Messenger than go and actually be there in physical form. Hello, I'm here to pick up the sandpit, please.
Do you guys have FPOS facilities or...?
So we get the address from the couple that are selling it. And it's one of those fancy, new establishments in Mount Park, that are ever expanding. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a nice little area. So I roll on around. And what did I have on yesterday? Daggy tie-dye, it's these shorts which have a stain on them. So I've rolled around. Garage is open. There's the There's the sandpit and hubby's in there. Dad to dad, here we are having a chat and, like, he's got his basketball jersey on. Can tell he's a little bit muscly. He's got some nice tattoos.
Oh, cool boy.
He's got a really nice moustache.
Oh.
Like, it's full volume and cut really nice. He has a beautiful, gentle voice. I'm like, who am I? This gangly guy with this funky voice. Who is this, Dad? He's perfection, you know? We get chatting and we realise the pieces of the sandpit, they're not going to fit in my car. Nah, I don't have a big fancy car. He's got a nice big van out the front. And he goes, oh, well, how far do you live? Well, like, oh, you know, within 5 minutes. Oh, I'll drop him round. This is the nicest dude ever.
And he's hot.
Yes.
Wow.
So I start heading home and it's getting a little bit warm and I'm starting to realise now why it was getting warm, you know? He's cool boy, hot dad over there. I'm like, well, I got to take my jumper off. And then I realise I'm wearing this full-over pattern Pokemon T-shirt underneath. I'm like, I can't be wearing that with this guy coming around, can I? So I went to my drawers and I found the most flattering T-shirt that I could find to swap out before this guy rocked up. And he's just rocked up to deliver this sandpit. And I'm like, oh, hi. Thanks for coming around with the sandpit that I've paid for.
I never thought you'd go to more effort to impress a man than I ever have.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
Social media platforms, they're always constantly in that race to be the most used, the most viewed. Basically, mm-hmm. The more eyeballs on their platform, the better.
Facebook's dead, in my opinion.
Oh, it's gone. R.I.P. Well, this is interesting because Instagram is the latest one to try and separate themselves from the rest, using an idea that's actually inspired by MySpace from back in the day.
I never had MySpace.
No? Maybe a bit young for it.
I think I just had a mum who was, like, not very keen on us being on the internet.
Yeah, right, fair enough.
We weren't allowed MSN or anything.
What a poor childhood.
It's pretty funny what I used to do, though. I would, oh, like, no. My friends would have it and we'd be on the phone and I'd, like, say what to write to other people.
Oh, like you were dictating to them.
Yeah.
Well, according to this tech developer who's on Twitter, who's known for leaking these sneaky updates for apps like Instagram, WhatsApp, Twitter, right. Instagram is developing a feature that will allow you to add a song to your bio.
Oh.
So you land there and go, oh, this is what they're listening to. This is a song that defines them. So I guess the question is, what do you have as a song there? I'm starting to think, you know, this is probably something I'd put on because it's just a song I find funny, or maybe something from Young Gravy. It's got that 80s inspired from Rick Astley.
Mm.
What do you reckon would be on your profile?
My Instagram profile?
Mm. What song?
I think it would be that. Yes!
Why would you put that on there?
Just got a sexy profile, Craig. Have you seen it? I mean, should I get it up? It's just picture after picture on there.
Oh, yeah, the Fiji one.
Oh.
Is that what you're talking about?
The one photo
the
of
one?
Me. There's literally one slightly suggestive photo of me.
And then there it is.
Oh,
hello, wow. At Molly Rose Radio. Give
Let's
it a follow.
Get it on.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
In every relationship, there is an organised person and a non-organised person.
Do you think that is because one person starts organising things and the other person goes, well, we can't both be organising at the same time. You're just going to butt heads. You can't collaborate. One person has to take the lead. Or do you think one person is organised and the other person's a bit lazy?
Well, I think maybe it's what you said, actually.
I agree.
Because I typically, in relationships, am the organised person. But in my new relationship, I'm not. It is the best.
I was going to say, how does it feel on the other side?
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it so much. I have never met a man this organised. It's a dream. I never knew what I was looking for, Craig, but it was this, an organised person who knows what they're doing.
You just needed stationery all set up, you know, things in a line, ducks in a row.
It's amazing. He just is so ahead of the game. And because at the moment we are doing long distance, it requires a lot of communication and a lot of organisation with, you know, when can we see each other, what's going on in both of our lives and how do we make this happen. He will make sure that flights are booked months in advance. Hey, we need to make sure we're flying in at this time and that time and we've got to organise that and get this done. So good.
He's got Easter 2023 planned. Done. Boom.
Yeah, literally. It's funny though because he thinks that I am chaotic and not an organised person at all. But it's exactly what you've said. He takes the reins and I just go, great, off you go. I don't care. Whatever you want. And when we went to Fiji very, very early in the relationship, he said to me, you're going to have to organise a trip at some point. Like, I'm not doing this for the rest of my life. Like, you need to step up to the plate. And that kind of annoyed me because I am an organised person. But he's just better at it. Doesn't mean I can't do it. It just means if he's going to, I'm not going to step on your toes.
Exactly.
And so to make a point, for New Year's, I was like, I got this. I said, we need to get this sorted. Bookings for things, you know, at that time of the year get snapped up and I'll sort it. I've got the Airbnb account. I've got really good reviews on there. I'm going to, you know, pay for it, do all the stuff, and then you just sit back. But then what I did, Craig, was commit to too many things and try to make everyone happy. So we're trying to do stuff in Adelaide and Melbourne all across the same weekend. And we were booking flights the other night and he said to me, so it's definitely this day that you want to fly out. I was like, yeah, because that way we see my friends, drive to the airport, go to Victoria again, see your people. It's all good. He's like, are you sure? Have you checked the Airbnb booking? I was like, yeah. It'll be fine. I got a text yesterday in the middle of the show, actually, saying, hey, I can't see the booking confirmation. Like, when are we actually flying out? And I sent him a screenshot. I said, remember, I've already done it. Here it is. And he goes, we're meant to be checking in the day we're still in SA. Like, you've stuffed the dates for this.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, it's fine. Absolutely fine. I'll fix it. No problems. On the inside, I'm internally screaming. How have I done this? Like, what have I done? It was my one chance at redemption and I've stuffed the whole thing. It's kind of like when I was a kid and I used to pretend I was bad at doing the dishes.
Mm.
Never done a dish since. I'm not organising one more trip, baby.
That's it. Find someone else that can do it and then you don't have to. Just, yeah. I don't want to step on your toes.
I stuffed it up last time, babe, so you better do it.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
This morning we're talking what texture do you hate?
One for me is flour. I think we've recognised this a couple of times on the show.
So like touching it or is it
in
your mouth?
Touching. Well, a bit of both.
When would you have flour though on like the top of the Baker's Delight bread?
But like when you're baking and stuff, like before Rory's birthday, we got into some pizza scrolls and then my wife was like, oh, I got to take care of Rory. Can you just keep doing this with Isla? And it was right at the stage where you had to like melt stuff in, you know, like mix it in with your fingers. Ugh, I can't touch flour like that. Oh,
whoa.
Sorry. What about you? What textures do you hate?
Well, I'm a vegetarian and I hate the texture of mushrooms, so that's made my life very challenging.
I don't mind it, but I get that.
It's just like...
Bailey on our Facebook page, Power FMSA, said her friend can't cope with those kids' cups that change picture. You know, the lenticular ones where you spin it around and sort of it changes.
Oh, yes, they're awful.
I used to like running my fingernail along them.
Oh, you're a freak. I've got a few more I want to add to this list that I think people will back me on. So I went to a fancy restaurant a few weeks ago and I had an oyster for the first time in a very long time.
Oh.
Very divisive, aren't they?
I
had it because I was like, oh, I can have that.
Yeah, right, because occasionally you go for the seafood.
Well, like they're not...
Sentient.
Yeah. They're not sentient beings, so it's all G. I liked the taste of it, but I hated the texture.
Oh, it just tastes like seawater to me. It's like you've dived into the ocean and you're a little bit sick and you've coughed up a lurgy and it's sort of sitting in your mouth.
Okay, I'll never have an oyster again.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
I have had the realisation, Craig... that not only am I not ready to have my own children, I don't know if I'm even ready to be an auntie.
Okay. Well, I know the first one is my fault, but the second one, hopefully not my fault.
Yeah, you do say a lot of stories on this show that make me think, that doesn't sound fun.
No, and I'll reiterate time and time again, there are not fun parts and then there are fun parts.
That's life.
Yeah.
So one of my good friends has two young kids. One of them is about to turn three. The other's, I don't know, one maybe.
Okay, so not dissimilar to my kids, Rory and Isla. Similar sort of age.
Yeah, and I know the girls, obviously, but I haven't seen them in a long time. And the almost three-year-old has really grown up in the last maybe 4 months or so.
Oh, it's leaps and bounds when they're, you know, up until they're about, you know, it's maybe hitting the teens.
Yeah. Well, by the sounds of it. So my mum was at my house the other night and my friend had to pop over to help me with something, right? And she was bringing the girls with her. And it was like a bit of a chaotic time.
Oh, always is.
Yeah. So she comes in the door and she was like, I'm so sorry, the girls are in a mood. And my mum was like, okay, I'll deal with this. I'll help the girls. Do you have anything they can play with? I'm like, do I have anything they can play with?
I've got a laptop with Netflix.
I didn't even think of that.
That would have solved everything.
The first thing I did was think of one picture book that I have, and it's called What's Love? My girls learn about love. That's great. Then I started panicking, and so I went over to the sink, and I was like, here, what about this? And I gave them a measuring cup. Anyway, then me and my friend sort out what we have to in the garden, whatever. And as my friend leaves, my mum holds up the measuring cup and she goes, what on earth were you thinking? Charlie would have had a great time playing with this measuring cup. That looks so fun for a three-year-old. And she gets out her handbag and she goes, oh, look, I've got something Charlie can play with here. She starts pulling out item after item. Oh, Charlie, you want to play with this nail file? What about this receipt? Here you go, love, play with this. This will be really fun.
I love that from Sue. Are there tickets yet available to her Fringe show next year?
Here's some Panadol, Charlie. Do you want that?
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
My daughter's going to go down as one of the best artists in the world, Molly.
Well, that's a bold claim. She's four.
It is bold, but I think it's true because we've got very creative kids. I mean, Shan herself, my partner, she studied art at uni. Mm-hmm. I mean, didn't finish the course, but I studied graphic design. She's crafty. I'm into music and editing videos and that sort of thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, they were always going to be crafty kids. And, yeah, Isla's been pretty creative. She'll do anything. Pens, paint, chalk, craft. It's one of the big ones. She loves making craft.
So, like, what's, like, making stuff?
Oh, God, she made kites the other day.
Oh, you said that. What's, like, sticking stuff together?
It's just, like, paper all folded up, drawn on, glued in places that the glue didn't need to be.
Oh, I'm just imagining the mess.
Oh, it's horrific. Every time she's like, can we do some crafts? It's like, oh, do we have to?
Oh, the craft's broken. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. We don't have any supplies. It's all gone. So it was pretty hot yesterday afternoon. We're outside and we had a bucket of water for the kids to play with because that's how simple parenting is.
Mm.
Some people think it's different. Just give them a bucket of water. Off they go. We also had some paintbrushes, which we dug up in the backyard, and they were painting with this water on the pavers, you know, and then it evaporates. They can paint again. They were having an absolute ball. But, of course, it's quite hot outside.
Mm.
Isla's complaining that she's, oh, I'm getting too hot. So she starts taking off layers. And before we know it, she's down to her undies.
She's nudie.
Well, actually, she did at one point. I said, the neighbours can a little bit see over these fences. Can you please put those back on? So by this time as well, the bucket of water's been spilled all over the pavers. And they're so uneven, it's created a little puddle. And she has gone over and sat in that puddle and started making bum prints on the pavers.
Great.
She's ahead of her time. She's going to be one of the great bum painters of all time, alongside Pablo Picasso, Andy Butthole, and Jackson Buttocks.
Oh, my God.
Molly and Craig on Power FM.
Yeah, that's it for the podcast.
It's done.
What are you going to do with your life now?
I'll probably sob.
Get the tissues, it's fine. You'll be all right. We'll be back, well, you know, I guess if you've caught this across the weekend that we've released it, we'll be back on Monday from 6.
Yeah, tune in. Or you can stream us. I don't know, whatever takes your fancy.
Yeah, that's it. Have a great time, whatever you're up to. We'll catch you again soon. We always do.
Bye.
Oh, hang on. No. We can't leave without plugging our socials.
Oh, I hate doing this.
Okay, well, I'll do it for you. At Molly Rose Radio. Go give her a follow on Instagram. At Craigie on the radio. You can, I guess, follow me as well.
I love the thought of our new bio songs as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Have you got mine?
Oh, do you want to play it right now?
Mm.
Oh, well, look, if you can give it 11 seconds of padding, I can probably find it.
Okay.
Come on, pad.
Oh, how's the weather today? Pretty rainy still. La Nina, right?
All right, I'm going to pull that down because I don't want to get, like, a copyright or anything done.
Does that happen?
I don't know. Let's find out. Actually, let's not. I don't want our podcast taken down by people.
Not our highly successful podcast, Craig. It's ranked number 304 on the charts.
We're on the way up, baby. Every single week. We'll catch you when we do.
Bye.